Well, I'm Maya Jensen, and this is live from Studio A today, welcoming Mississippi Jake all the way from Iowa. Hey, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, Mississippi Jake coming to town tomorrow night to play Saturday, 8 p.m. show at the Barrel Room. That's right down in the Fitkers Complex on the 600 block of Superior Street here in Duluth. And we're going to kick off with a song. Let us know, what are you going to play? And then we'll come back and hear more about you.
Sure. This one's called Confluence. And it's off an upcoming EP that I hope to have in hand hopefully by the end of this month, if all goes well. Standing at the confluence of those great rivers, the mighty Mississippi and Ohio. They said, brother, go west, you can't stay here. You're not welcome back home. When this body fails me, spread my ashes across in a state of America. That's the only place I've ever felt at home. A scared and lonely boy walking on the road. Drive that empty highway at 3 a.m. My headlights blaze a trail for me. Follow that river down south and sing her sweet songs for sleep. When this body fails me, spread my ashes across the inner states of America. That's the only place I've ever felt at home. A scared and lonely boy walking on the road. We strive for greatness while we struggle to put food on the table. That's what separates us from the beast. We're still foolish enough to dream. We strive for greatness while we struggle to put food on the table. That's what separates us from the beast. We're still foolish enough to dream. Body fails me, spread my ashes across in the states of America. That's the only place I've ever felt at home. A scared and lonely boy walking on the road. A scared and lonely boy walking on the road. A scared and lonely boy walking on the road.
Mississippi Jake, live from Studio A. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, that was kind of a heart-wrenching song.
Yeah.
So do you sit? You play by yourself, a solo act, but you also have a band.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about... Sure.
I've got the Bootleggers Orchestra. So I've got mandolin, banjo, fiddle, upright bass. They're all... a lot busier than I am with real life. I get to spend a lot of time doing this. And so a lot of times I just go out on my own, and it's easy to just find a couch to sleep on somewhere and go play a bar here and there. But every once in a while I get to play with them and record with them, which is a lot of fun. And they actually know things about music and I don't. I just write words and some chords. And they know the technical side, and they make it sound fancy. And I let them do their thing, and I give them a bass line to work with.
Well, you got a lot of raw power in the words. Mm-hmm. And so obviously you enjoy writing.
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, what's the sound of the band? Is it you have kind of some power folk sound? What do they bring?
It's hard to really categorize everything because we have some folks that don't do it in a traditional way. Our fiddle player is pretty traditional. He's also 66, so he brings that to the table and does a lot more things like that. A lot of the guys have learned in the past few years their traditional instruments, and so there's a lot of different influences. We don't really fit perfectly into anything. Like, there's bluegrass influence, but I would never say that we're strictly a bluegrass band, because you've got to be really good to be able to call yourselves that.
Right. Maybe a little rowdier. You sound like you might be a rowdy. Are you the rowdy one, or is overall...
I'm pretty rowdy. I get pretty rowdy. Yeah. I like to, when I'm having fun, it's kind of forget everything else is going on and just go to town, the energy.
I like one place they described your style or genre as a one-of-a-kind folk with teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. The genre of folk is so wide, mm-hmm. and so many people, it's kind of a catch-all.
Yeah.
And a lot of the more modern folk is makes me want to fall asleep.
Yeah.
But I've always told people that you don't really want to fall asleep at my shows, you want to drink more beer. That's kind of what comes along with it. It's got that a little bit more of that Irish feel and that let's keep going.
Right. Well, I think of folk as having that real story,
mm-hmm.
You know, that American story the traditional. We're going to tell that story, the tales,
mm-hmm.
Those inside, behind-the-scenes stories. And obviously, you get to the heart of that.
Yeah.
And so it's, I think it would be hard to not categorize
sure.
you into that.
Right.
And that's where I think of the kind of the roots of folk.
Sure.
It really is those tales. Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit where you're from and how has that influenced your writing?
Sure. So I grew up down in the Ozarks in southern Missouri, and the whole time I was down there, I kind of take it for granted, and it's just normal, and it's a gorgeous area. I don't think until I was leaving that I realized I really loved that place. And so I spent a lot of time over the last 7 years since being away of reflecting on it and visiting and starting to understand how it shaped me. I grew up on a farm that had 600 acres and creeks and trees and all that. And I realized growing up, my best friend was 600 acres. And so kind of understanding that it helped form who I was as much as any other person that I came in contact with. And so starting to bring that out more and personifying trees and water and things like that.
What about the hard life that's in the mix?
There's a lot of that, and it's an area that it's a very working class area down there, and it's a very rural area, and it's a lot of people trying to survive. And at the end of the day, it's kind of what we're all doing. It just looks a little differently.
So when someone says you write both fiction and fact, is it maybe all fact, but some of the fiction is just not your story?
Sure. Yeah. There's a lot of that. There's songs that. There, you know, seven different people are in my head when I'm writing it, but it sounds like it's one person. And, you know, you spend a lot of times in bars playing shows, and people don't understand that everything they do might potentially wind up in your song. Because I just pay attention to things. I'm just watching people, and there's always stories out there. I study history as a student, and so there's so many stories out there that need to be told, and we always think of them as, well, it had to be at a different time. They're happening right now. And so it's interesting to try to weave that into a song and how many people at some point come up and say, I can relate to that thing. Like, and I wasn't even the person it was about, you know? And so that's really interesting. It's interesting. And then you get their story.
Well, whether it's your story or not, the heart of it really comes through in your words. I watched the video, Words of the State.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreaking and heartwarming, kind of all in one.
Sure. Yeah.
Or inspirational.
Tell us
a little bit about that.
Sure, and I was actually going to play that one next. Is that okay?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Okay. It's funny because people say, Jake, you write a lot of sad songs. And I'm like, none of my songs are sad. They're sad stories. That's the context that they're happening. But at the end of the day, I'm sitting here telling you this story. That means it's okay.
I think that song is definitely about, you know, overcoming.
Yeah, absolutely. My brother and I, which we met 2 years ago, we shared very similar stories in very different places. And, you know, we spent a lot of time texting each other. Hey, do you like pickles? How do you feel about coffee? Because we didn't know anything
right.
about each other. And, you know, 2 4th of July's ago, I was out back in his backyard shooting off fireworks. And I thought, I never thought I would do this. I'm shooting fireworks with my big brother. Weird. And so, yeah, that song is very much, we had these different things, and we're figuring out how to be brothers, friends, anything, and it's just kind of that process, and that's kind of, you know, statistically speaking, the stories that we came from, we shouldn't be anywhere good. And not saying I'm in a great place, but I'm doing better than what statistically I should be. And so that was kind of the point behind that song.
Is this about you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Let's hear the song.
Okay, wonderful.
Mississippi Jake on 103.3.
DFS kids, not sure if we'd ever find a home again. We were fighting boys. I ain't seen you in 28 years. I think we're doing being wards of the state. I think we're doing all right. We've made our own fate. And brother, do you find it hard to close your eyes and let your guard down? Those years fade away. I'm here now and we won't walk alone. I think we're doing alright. Being wards of the state, I think we're doing all right. We've made our own fate. I jumped on a train, I wondered if you're doing the same. I slept on the streets, not sure if you'd even know my name. I've been hungry and I prayed that you'd find a feast. Oh, I've been tired, I prayed you'd find.
I got sucked into singing along there. We have Mississippi Jake live from Studio A. I just listened to the song like a time and a half, but it's catchy. Sure. And then also just incredibly personal. Playing live from Studio A and here in Duluth tomorrow night, Mississippi Jake joining us. And let's talk about some of your recording projects.
Sure.
So you have an album out from a few years back, Mountain Machine, and that was along with your band. Is that right?
Yep, that was a full band. And then I've got one that's a little more singer-songwriter that's hopefully coming out next month. And instead of using full band on that, I kind of brought one person in for each song. So one's got a mandolin part, one's got some banjo, one's got some keys. And so just kind of trying to emphasize the lyrics a little bit more.
Is it an EP or album?
Yep, another five-song EP. And so just kind of wanted to get something new out, and my writing style had kind of changed through the process of figuring out how to do this. I grew up doing a lot of punk rock, and so that was a lot of big influence on that first album, and so some of that's kind of blending in a little bit more, and it's a little more folky now, I think. But I've got I've got two more records worth of songs written that I've just got to find the time and the money to go ahead and do those.
Right.
So,
do you mix those into your repertoire already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I've got 4 hour sets, and so I've got to pull everything I can to fill up 4 hours. It's a long time to play.
And oh, wow.
So slowly, and it's good practice, you know. I'm bringing in those songs and playing all those old songs, and so I get an excuse to play through all the songs I've ever written. So.
Well, a reminder about what your show really ends up being. I think that maybe it's not going to be just your standard, like, I'm going to sit down and just watch some folk. Mm-hmm. This is some rowdy stuff, but also some great food for thought.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always the goal.
Talk about writing such personal stuff. Mm-hmm. There is that you write about bootlegging and bankers, mm-hmm. and I'm guessing that you weren't a bootlegger, but I guess that stuff still does go on, huh?
Yep, absolutely. Yep, especially back home. Especially back home.
Missouri.
Yep, yep.
How do you stay inspired? Do you go back and visit often? You're in Iowa.
Yeah, I go back and visit. Not as much as I'd like to, and a lot of times it turns into a work trip because I'm playing shows, and so that takes up a lot of time. I spend a lot of time in cities, and people are like, oh, it's really cool you got to go to that town. I'm like, I went to that dive bar, and I went to the restaurant next door. I didn't really see the city.
Right.
I just drove around it and went to the place. But yeah, I've spent a long time. That first record, there was a lot of making up stories. And as I looked back over my own life and own family history, I thought, I don't actually have to make up stories. I have plenty of stuff to pull from. And life just keeps getting weirder and weirder, and I'm just getting used to it, and that's fine. So when a weird thing happens, it's just normal now. But it turns into a song. And so that's kind of what keeps me going with that. And sometimes a line will pop into my head, and that's what I build a song off of. And
I think we do get better at telling our own story as we grow.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, this is great that you came all the way to Duluth. Quite a drive.
That's all right. It's a pretty drive.
It's
a really pretty drive.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you'll be playing in Minneapolis. Tell us about some of the upcoming shows. So tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, tonight I am in at a house show in Minneapolis, and I think that'll be really fun. One of my friends that I had down in Ames is actually University of Minnesota there now, and so this will be his first show in his new hometown, and so it'll be exciting to be able to hang out with him again. And I love those atmospheres of house concerts are wonderful because people go there to see music. You get in a bar, and half the people are kind of annoyed that you're playing.
Right, they're there to meet a friend, whatever.
Right.
And then, of course, you're playing here in Duluth. Mm-hmm. It's tomorrow night. The show is at 8 o'clock. Of course, it's right across from the brew house there. The Barrel Room is in the Fitker Complex, and that is happening, of course, Saturday, October 14th, right here in Duluth. Mm-hmm. You can see Mississippi Jake playing.
Yeah.
Can we hear one more song?
Sure. Absolutely.
And would this be something from the upcoming new? Or?
This one is on a future one.
It's in that stack.
Maybe a couple out there. Yeah, maybe a couple albums out there. I do plan on compiling an autobiography album of just my story.
Oh, I have one more question.
Yes.
Before we go, we'll wrap this up with one more song. But I did want to ask about the name. Your name, Mississippi. If you're from Missouri.
Right. I get that a lot, understandably so. I've always been obsessed with the Mississippi River. As a kid traveling around, you know, on family vacation, every time we would cross the river, I was just in awe of it. And being able to travel when I'm older, that it's never gone away. Like, it's still just breathtaking to me. And the stories and the history behind it, it's just always captured my imagination. And
fantastic.
So that's kind of why I ran with that.
Well, I think, and we forget in Minnesota, of course, it starts just right inland here is the headwaters of the Mississippi, but and it is a big river, but it's not what it is down south. You get down south, and it's a mile wide.
Yeah.
It's like we don't have quite the Mississippi up here.
It's impressive. It's really impressive.
Hey, thanks. All right. What are we going to hear?
This one's called All I Got to Give.
Mississippi Jake, live from Studio A.
Got this whiskey on my breath. I smoke too many cigarettes. But darling, you've got those eyes. And these bones of mine are so tired from fighting this fight that's been my whole life. But darling, you stand by my side. And the river's like
Between the two of us, I'm well aware you got the short end of the deal. And I hope one day you don't realize how worthless I really am. Between the two of us, I'm well aware you got the short end of the deal. And the rivers lay down at your feet, and the mountains shout your name. You've got this little heart of mine. I know it ain't much, but it's all I got to give. I know it ain't much, but it's all I got to give. I know it ain't much, but it's all I got to give.
Live from Studio A, Mississippi Jake here on KUMD. Well, you're awfully humble. That one was more self-deprecating.
That's all right.
Hey, a big thank you for joining us here live on the radio.
Sure.
And have a great show.
Thank you very much.
Oh, have a couple great shows tonight and then, of course, tomorrow night.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Mississippi Jake live from Studio A here and playing right here in Duluth tomorrow night. Looks like it'll be a rowdy time. The show is at 8 o'clock at the Barrel Room. Information at KUMD.org and live from Studio A. It's produced by Christine Dean, Chris Harwood, Emma Gilhausen, and myself, Maya Jensen. Funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. You can check out information about Mississippi Jake, find some links, and hear this again if you missed part of it. And you can find out more about Live from Studio A at KUMD.org. Just click on Live from Studio A under Programs. Thanks for listening.